because time, she's good for me. Oh yeah, she says she loves me early in the morning, just for me. Oh yeah, she says she loves me early in the morning, just for me. Oh yeah, she says she loves me just for me. Yeah, you know, oh, she loves me so tenderly. Say, I got a woman, because found she's good to me. Oh yeah. All day and night, never grumbles or fusses, just treats me right. Never running in the streets, leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place right back there where they're hanging around a home. Got a woman, wake up now, she's good to me. Oh yeah. Well, I've got a woman, wake up now, loving man. Say, I got a woman, way across town, she's good to me. Oh yeah. Well, I'm much as all right. Well, I'm much as all right. I got a woman, way across town, she's good to me.
KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's better than burning inside. I love you. No use to pretend. There, I've said it again. I've said it. What more can I say? I will till the end. There, I've said it again. I tried to drum up a phrase that would sum up all that I feel for you. But what good are phrases? The thought that amazes is you love me. It's heavenly, forgive me for wanting you so. But one thing, I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when.
Since heaven knows when, there I've said it. rushing me. If you wanna hug him, baby, come and see me. When you need someone to treat you right, and you need someone to make it feel right. Gotta ask, baby, you get it from me. When you're feeling lonely, you got it so bad, you come to see me, I'll make you feel glad.
watches every move she makes. He follows every step she takes. He tracks her down on the way to school. He comes on strong, but she plays cool. She wants to get her homework done. He wants to go and have some fun. Steak and a bookworm. She's trying to pass geography. He's studying her anatomy. She's got a test she don't want to fail. He's pulling on her ponytail. She's thinking about her education. He's thinking about his recreation. Snake and the bookworm. Snake and the bookworm. One more time. Snake and a bookworm. Snake and a bookworm. Snake and a bookworm. Thank you.
away from my window. Leave at your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone who's never weak but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go lightly from the ledge, babe. Go lightly on the ground. I'm not the one you want, babe. I will only let you down. You say you're looking for someone who promised never to part, someone to close his eyes for you, someone to close his heart, someone who will die for you and more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go melt back in the night. Everything inside is made of stone. There's nothing in here moving, and anyway I'm not alone. You say you're looking for someone who'll pick you up each time you fall, to gather flowers constantly, and to come each time you call. A lover for your life and nothing more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
pretty face got the best of me. Suddenly you came into my life and gave it meaning and pure delight. Now good looks I've learned to do without, 'cause now I know it's love that really counts. 'Cause I know that sincere, and lets me know that your love is dear. A pretty face you may not possess, but what I like about you is your tenderness. A pretty face may be some guy's taste, but I'll take love and in his place. 'Cause I know that you know that beauty's only skin deep. But it goes deeper than the eye can view. You have a pleasing personality, and that's an ever-living rare quality. Now show me a girl that's fine, and I'll choose the one with true love in every time. 'Cause I know that, and I believe that you know that beauty's only skin deep. So if you're looking for a lover, she may be fine on the outside, but so untrue on the inside.
Forever. Guess there's no use in hanging around. Guess I'll get dressed and do the town. I'll find some crowded avenue, though it will be empty without you. Can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. Call up some girl I used to know. After I heard her say hello, couldn't think of anything to say. Since you're gone, it happens every day. Can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. I'll find somebody, wait and see. I kid only me, 'cause no one else could take her place. Guess that I am just a hopeless case. Can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. Can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you.
Give up the hand of the girl I love. You tell me I'm not the man she's worthy of. But who are you to tell her who to love? That's up to her. Yes, and the Lord above. You better move on. Well, I know you can buy her fancy clothes and diamond rings, but I believe she's happy with me without those things. Still, you beg me to set her free, but my friend,
any time, Paul, cease to think of yourself as Beatle Paul McCartney?
Yes. I try to do that quite a bit, you know.
Yeah.
Because that, the only really the best thing about before all of this sort of happened for us was that you could, you know, sort of wander around and think, you know, you never be, you never have to think, you know, oh, look, why is that person looking at me? Because I'm famous or anything. Yeah. They nobody ever looked at you, you know.
Mm.
And so it was great just to sort of walk around like that.
Mm.
So those times, mm-hmm. yes. But
looking ahead, how do you feel about it?
Oh, I don't mind, yeah. I don't mind about it.
Yeah. And when you're not being a Beatle, what sort of things interest you most?
I like lots of things, yeah. I like music.
Yeah.
Just anyway. I like writing music. I mean, that's sort of almost even apart from the Beatles. Mind you, we record everything that we write, so...
Yeah.
But I just liked doing things like that, music.
Mm.
I don't know, you know, lots of things I want to do. Just... But I haven't got round to them yet. Mm. But I will do, you know.
You've attracted a fair amount of publicity of late by attending unusual sort of concerts and plays and things, haven't you?
Yeah, well, it's funny that, you know, because I know it's a drag that it does attract that funny kind of publicity because, you know, the only reason I'm going is not the way people seem to think of it in the newspapers and things. I mean, in one of the newspapers, they wrote up, I went to see this fellow who's just a composer and I'd heard some of his music and I'd sort of... And a bit of it was electronic, you know, and it was sort of quite interesting. It sounded all new and everything.
Mm.
You know? And I went along and then the paper sort of wrote it up... No wonder he was there, you know. It was about electronic music, like sort of, you know. Yeah. It was a drag, you know.
Yes, yeah.
Because that's the trouble, you get put into a pigeonhole.
Now, I don't want to ask you the corny old question that you must get asked so often, that sort of when are the Beatles going to stop being Beatles or anything like that, but obviously there must come a time when the group ceases to be a group. Is there anything you want to do then? I mean, obviously you wouldn't have to do anything.
No, well, the thing is that I'd... Like any of the others, I don't like doing nothing particularly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think all of us enjoy doing something that's enjoyable, you know, that's all there is to it. It can be anything. You know, all kinds of music, for instance. There are millions of kinds of music I haven't listened to yet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard few kinds, only sort of extracts of them, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I suddenly realised I like them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought I didn't. And it's funny, you know, just suddenly realise that, yes, you think, that's quite good, you know.
Yeah.
But I wonder why I always turned that off when it came on the radio. Mm. You know, Indian music.
Yeah.
For instance, I mean, whenever you get on an Indian channel, you know, and you're fiddling through the radio, I always used to just turn it off.
Mm.
And George got this big sort of Indian kick.
Mm.
And he's dead keen on it, you know. And we've been around to his house a couple of times, and he plays it. And so boring. no, it's good, you know.
Yeah.
And you sort of hear millions of things in it that I never realised were in it. You know, classical music, some classical music.
Okay, you also do from time to time visit theatre for straight plays.
Yeah.
Anything?
Well, that's the same thing again, you know, because when I was in Liverpool, I used to once or twice just go to the Liverpool Playhouse, which is a repertory there.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't very keen on it, you know. I mean, I used to just go to see if I liked going to see these plays, you know. I wasn't very keen on it. I sort of just never went again. But I went when I came out to London. I went to something which wasn't like those plays that they did in repertory. So, I don't know, you just come down and you see some great actors acting sort of a great play, you know, and you just think, wow, that is good, you know. And I was wrong to say that, you know, it's just rubbish.
But your interest in it is just sort of a personal experience and appreciation of watching other people do it.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not, for instance, interested in producing
no,
stage or anything because, I don't know, I don't think I could do it for one, you know. And I don't think I'd get enough enjoyment out of it to merit me learning how to do it.
No.
You know? But there are some things that I'd love to be able to do.
Such as?
Oh, I don't know. The whole idea of making films is good, or a good one I like. But not, I don't mean sort of very big, expensive films, but films that you sort of just make because you fancy making a film. But, I mean, the only thing is that already having got the kind of sort of image that we've got, if any of us wanted to do anything like that, we would tend to get sort of beaten down because people would say, oh, look, you know, he's not trying that old trick of making a film, or, you know, he's not going classical.
Yeah.
You know, and it sounds like that. But the only thing is that I thought exactly like that about people who did that too. I always used to think, you know, oh, there he goes, you know, going the same old path they all go, all round entertainers, you know. But it's just that you find that there are some things which are just as interesting as what you've been doing.
Yes.
You know, for a certain amount of time.
Right. Let's sort of get onto a kind of domestic level, Paul. The other three boys, being married, need or sort of choose to have sort of large-ish houses.
Yeah.
What about you for a pad? What's your ideal?
I've bought a house. Yeah. I love it. You know, I love houses. I always have. You know, I always like going to visit people and seeing their houses and things, because I don't know, it's always the character of houses gets me. You know, you go into a small house and it's that kind of character. Yeah. It's still great, you know. You go into a big house and it's completely different. I don't know, they're things on their own anyway.
What sort of house have you bought?
A big one, because I like big houses. And it's an old one, because I like old houses.
And it's in town, is it, or near?
Well, it's near.
Are you by and large sick and tired of travelling, or would you still like to do more?
I don't like travelling. I never have liked travelling. You know, I never liked travelling as a kid in someone's car or something. You know, I always got sick. But I don't get sick anymore. I just don't like it. You know, I get sick of it.
Yeah.
And I don't care how many statistics they produce. I'm still a bit nervous about flying, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well.
So you wouldn't want to take that up?
It's funny you should say that. Because I had a go of a plane. Some fella gave me a go of a plane. And he was a sort of trained instructor and things, so he just said, you know, I'll give you a lesson. Mm. And I was flying it. And it was different then. Because, you know, when you're a driver and you're in the back seat of someone else's car and they're driving, you know, I'm terrified. You know, I don't like it unless I'm driving. Because I'm not worried about whether we're going to crash if I'm driving. Mm. And it was like that with the plane. It was fantastic. So, you know, that may be
pattern,
a great thing.
I think. So, really, you'd say you're a doer and not a watcher?
I think so, yeah. Probably. I think I'm a watcher up to a point. I like watching until I think, you know, it'd be good to do. Mm. Or, you know, I might be able to do that and get something out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, enjoy it, you know. That's what it is, you know.
Well, I hope you go on doing things that you get pleasure out of, and I'm sure we shall for a long time. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
My father looked at me one day, said, "Son, it's plain to see that you're getting older and should have a talk with me. You'll soon be going on lots of dates as to a man you grow. And there's one important thing every boy should know, and that is, girls, girls, girls were made to love. Girls, girls, girls were made to love. That's why some have eyes of blue. That's why some stand 5'2", 'cause girls, girls, girls were made to love. One day soon you'll have a date and you'll take her home that night. Then you'll find you'll wonder, would a kiss be right? The more you look, the more you find, those doubts will fill your head. But think real hard and you might recall what your old dad said. He said that girls, girls, girls were made to love. Girls, girls, girls were made to love. That's why you watch him walk down the street. That's why the kisses taste awful sweet, 'cause girls, girls, girls were made to love. Then you'll meet that special girl who'll sweep you off of your feet. You'll want to say you love her, but you'll find it hard to speak. This is a time when you'll find it's better left unsaid. Just tell her like I told your mom, with a kiss instead. Girls, girls, girls were made to love. Girls, girls, girls were made to love. That's why you watch them walk down the street. That's why their kisses taste awful sweet, 'cause girls, girls, girls were made to love. Girls, girls, girls were made.